From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Eureka Police Department and the Humboldt County Multi-Agency Critical Incident Response Team, including investigators with the DA's office, continue to investigate an officer-involved shooting that resulted in the death of John Seeger on July 23rd. They're out with the names of the officers involved. They include Captain Patrick O'Neill, Incident Commander. He oversees EPD's field operations. He did not fire his weapon. Sergeant John Omi was the patrol supervisor on the case. He did fire his patrol rifle during the incident. Officer Patrick Bishop, 17 and a half years of law enforcement service, employed by EPD since September 2007. He fired his patrol rifle during the incident. Officer Andrew Ensley, with 16 years of law enforcement experience, on the job in Eureka since July 2010, Officer Ensley fired his patrol rifle during the incident. And Officer Brian Wilson, 3.5 years of law enforcement and employed by EPD since December 2016, Wilson fired his handgun during the incident. As a standard protocol, all involved officers placed on temporary paid administrative leave following the incident. The Red Salmon Complex burning in the Six Rivers and Shasta Trinity National Forest is now 2,748 acres and 0% contained. Both fires are burning in steep, rugged terrain with limited access within the Trinity Alps Wilderness. Air operations continue to support crews on the ground as visibility and smoke conditions allow. Monday, crews did strengthen indirect line utilizing existing trail systems, roads, and ridge lines using suppression tactics in the wilderness and working with resource advisors to avoid disturbance to cultural resources in that vicinity. The Red Fire is 2,070 acres, 0% contained. Crews began firing operations on the north flank of the fire along the Lubbs Trail. The Salmon Fire is 678 acres and 0% contained. Humboldt County's COVID-19 case count now stands at 236, a total of 3 new cases reported since Friday. City of Fortuna, once again hosting a promotional giveaway for Class A compost for beneficial reuse as a soil amendment to your property or place of residence. It starts on Monday, August 17th, continuing until supplies last on Friday, August 21st. Loading hours will be from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. each day at the facility, 180 Dinsmore Drive. As per the city's management plan, the public will be limited to 2.5 cubic yards, roughly the full-size pickup load of material per address per year. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.